Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk radio station. Hey, guys! So nice to have you here as always, Friday, 11 Pacific Standard Time, here on the West Coast. And, man, I have a fabulous guest today. I mean, well, I always have great guests, but what's really cool about my particular guest, who I will introduce in moments, is that we've known each other since we were children. I want to say children. But we have worked in radio together since the 80s. I guess that's fair to say. The 80s, right? Yeah. So, yeah, we were just out of middle school. So... I love your laugh, but anyway, we're talking about things that I enjoy talking about a lot, as you know, and many times on the show here, I've brought in special guests who've written books on quantum theory, on near-death experiences, on higher consciousness, so many of these subjects, which are becoming really known to more scientists as well. And of course, we're talking about healers, we're talking about psychic ability, we're talking about past lives and coming back, and so many scientific studies have given credibility to the notion that there are healers, that there are mediums, there are clairvoyants, and synesthesia is a fascinating neurological condition, which a lot of mediums and people who have, as they say, sixth sense, have. And I think my special guest today embodies that particular gift. She has always, as long as I've known her, she's been really psychic and amazing, just picking up on people's energy and telling people things that she shouldn't know. And it's true. Now, we're talking also about reincarnation, past lives, and what's up with us meeting people and seeing people who we used to know maybe at another life, but we just connect immediately with some people. Other people come in and out of our lives. But still, scientists will dispel the notion of reincarnation as a myth. There's a lot of studies going on and a lot of history, too. Some of those books that we're going to be talking about as well that my special guest talks about in her book about one of the most famous cases, James Lettinger. Or Lettinger, I believe that's how we pronounce his name.
I'm fascinated with how you pronounce it. Yeah, I pronounce
okay.
it differently.
Okay.
Well, and I don't know how he pronounces it.
I should have seen the. There you go, Mike. Look, perfect girl. Now, what we're going to be talking about is Jillian Harris's latest book. Now, Jillian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So
happy
nice.
To be here.
Oh, you are just, you're amazing.
It's awesome to see you.
It is so nice to see you.
Yes.
I mean, we work together at a radio station, and out, known a lot of the
exactly.
same people forever. And here you are. You've always had this amazing gift that everyone's sort of known about. You just sort of tune into people and you connect with folks. And you it's just, wow, it's just so neat to be in the same room with you.
Thank you for saying
that. No, it's
that.
Always been like that, I think.
That's awesome you say that because, you know, I was concentrating on being in radio.
Yes.
I wasn't concentrating on, you know, any metaphysical
yes.
Gifts or anything at that time. And
yeah.
I definitely wasn't trying to share them with people.
Sure. So a lot of people don't. Yeah. You know, they're like, ooh, I don't, I just know something about this person and exactly. It's kind of freaking me out. I better not share. But
right. Let
me give you the proper introduction here. Jillian Harris is a CEO, metaphysical consultant, and author. Her study and work in the realm of metaphysics starts in her childhood. This is really cool. We'll talk a little bit about this, too. As she began this lifetime fully aware of a life that she was also living. And y'all have read those stories about people who say, oh, and they talk about these people they've been. And they did exist in history if you read about them. Anyway,
right.
Born as a natural medium, oddities have happened to Jillian since she was a kid. Now, you grew into these oddities, we call oddities, which are so funny. I love the way
you write that word.
Which are now the metaphysical gifts, meta, other, physical. She uses to be of service as a medium, channel, Reiki master, ordained minister, and teacher. And she's based in Malibu, and you hold a master's degree in spiritual psychology, and you teach a lot of classes and hold workshops, and you do private coaching sessions as well. And what I love is your specialty is conscious creation. So
yeah. That's
like, man, we're talking quantum right there, girl.
Exactly.
Big you know,
time. Make it move. Make it happen.
Make it happen. And the book, by the way, that I'm holding in my hand, it's a beauty. Thank you so much for writing this.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
It's called Have We Met? Mm-hmm. How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved Ones. See,
like
it's just freaking me out. I kind of, oh, I can't say it. And we're going to tell you how you can get a hold of the book throughout the show. And
Am I allowed to give any away?
Sure, if you'd like. I mean, whatever you want to do is fine with me.
Good, I want to do that.
I'm really down with that. That's beautiful.
Yay.
So this is. You know, I was thinking when you said, hey, you know, if you want to check out my book, I'm like, what the heck? Chapter 30. You've taken so long to write this book, haven't you?
Well,
maybe.
You know what? I want to say no. I type more than 100 words a minute.
Okay.
You know, I was a newscaster. Come on.
Yeah, so. And that's true. That's true.
But really, I had to get it out. And I was mesmerized by the process and everything, and every spare minute that I had, I did it. So it took about 4 months, really.
Oh my God.
I think it took longer to do the audio.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. But you're a professional too. So you have that beautiful voice.
Thank you.
But you, I don't know, you were channeling somebody.
Oh my
God. Whatever.
Yes.
Wherever.
Yeah. I was so being moved. I was in it, which was amazing. Then when you come out of it, which I guess most mediums and channels do, they kind of sit back and go, whoa. And a lot of times we need other people to say, yeah, what happened?
Right.
What just happened there?
Exactly.
But so that's why I was so moved to write. I said, I have to write this.
Oh,
and I need to start
amazing.
Right now.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Honey. You needed to. You have this urge to share this information. And I have the honor of having the first exclusive interview with you on the air. So this is amazing. So let's just jump into, why did you decide to write this book?
I know.
That's my no-brainer question here. But.
Yeah. And, you know, I tell you, and well, many times I've looked at it and gone, oh, my God, this is just such a weird book because it's so personal. There's a lot of, you know, intimacy in there. But so it happened, and it was a developing thing over a year.
Yes.
And then finally it got extraordinarily intense where I had to have the answer.
Mm.
And so once the answer happened, that was so huge. And then revealing it, which was another, like, I want to use the word weird. That was a weird thing. Like, why did I have to reveal this to this person?
Exactly.
So that happened, and I'm in it. You know,
yes.
I'm in it, and there's a knowingness that this is huge and profound.
Mm.
And that also, who doesn't want, oh my gosh, I have, you know, everybody's had people who've transitioned already, and we miss them so much.
Sure.
You know, and so wouldn't that be awesome? And like, wow, and here it is. And so this is an amazing thing, who this person was to me.
Yes.
So profound.
Yes.
I had to write it. There was no question.
And we'll talk about this person in just a little bit. So just to give folks some information, what you do as a metaphysical consultant, what does it mean to be a medium and a channel? And what is your practice? What kind of medium are you?
Okay. So there are lots of different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
Types. Mm-hmm. There's the physical medium, which I'm not that much. I'm more of a mental medium.
Mm-hmm.
The physical medium, you know, you look right here and you see someone.
Mm-hmm.
They know that this person is not of this dimension. They're not physical like this table is.
Right.
But they see them exactly that way. But
right.
As that sort of medium, you have that knowledge,
wow.
knowingness
yes.
that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't do that so much. Mm-hmm. I have had the opportunity to see, you know, spirits form in front of me and things like that. But for the most part, I'm a mental medium.
Yes.
So that's your clairvoyance, your clairsentience, and clairaudience.
Wow.
And then there are different forms of those.
Yes.
Objective and subjective.
Okay.
So like, for instance, clairaudience, where you're hearing.
Right.
Okay. Subjective would be where it's in your head. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a thought.
Okay.
But it's somebody else's voice. It's, you know,
right.
the information is coming.
Right.
Objective, it's outside you. You heard it with your physical ears.
Yes. Yes.
Makes you turn your head and go, what?
Yeah. Am I hearing like, voices? Yeah.
Exactly. So, so I've got that going on, which is awesome. I have guides who speak to me.
That scared the hell out of you?
Yeah, it used to, but it doesn't anymore. Now I'm just like, oh gosh, it's her again. You know, but she's got the most gorgeous voice. That,
oh, that's
you know,
nice.
Like, wow.
She's
yeah.
back.
Exactly. The voice of the female version of God is how
oh,
I describe it.
Man.
Like,
yeah.
unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
That is fascinating.
And I also want to say
yeah.
to you
yes.
That while I am a medium, I don't use my mediumship like traditional mediums.
Right,
I don't
right.
take appointments and, you know, we're going to meet you at 2:00 at,
yeah.
on
yeah,
Tuesday
yeah.
and we're going to call in your Aunt Phyllis and, you know,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
do that.
Right.
But I do use the mediumship, you know, gift like this book.
Yes.
This was a way
yes.
of doing it. And I also use it with my clients and coaching and stuff like that. Information comes through their guides, my guides, and it helps us move forward to make their manifestation.
And, well, your book is Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved One. So many parts of this book, folks, will help you understand certain signs or feelings you have or how to identify these people
right.
in your life right now.
Exactly.
So it really is sort of, in a way, we hate to say self-help, but I mean, it is. It's
it
a very,
really
very much a self-help book.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about your experiences as a little person?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sort of what led you to have these gifts,
yeah,
do you believe?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was going on?
I mean, for the most part, I was a normal little kid. I do realize now that around the age 4 and 5, I was very connected to the fact I was a singer in a previous lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so I sang for my parents, like
my
all the time.
Goodness.
They were just like amazed by that.
Yes.
But I didn't continue with that, you know,
uh-huh,
that was not
uh-huh.
for this incarnation.
Right.
But also, I was very connected to the fact that my parents and I had recently been in an incarnation where we left each other early, where there were early death, so to speak.
Mm-hmm,
And so I was very connected to that. Then I started having disappearing moments.
What?
Disappearing moments. I would just disappear.
Bye-bye.
So you're playing baseball or something.
Yes.
You're out in the field, okay? And all of a sudden, bing, I'd be back.
Mm.
I didn't know I'd left.
Right.
Until I got back.
Okay.
Once I got back, I realized I'd been somewhere.
Yes.
I'd had a full, you know,
out
body,
of body
experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It felt like it lasted 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But I'd come back and I'd like, it was so real.
Right.
I'd turn to the person next to me and go, hey, did I just look really weird just now?
Oh. Right.
So I'm feeling like I must have looked like a zombie or
right,
something.
Right.
But this would happen all the time.
Wow.
And so finally, one day, I remember walking into the house. I'm walking down the hallway to my bedroom. And I'm like, God, please make that stop happening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Amen. And that was it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even, I don't think I even said what the that was.
Yes.
But, you
yes.
know, God knows what time it is.
Right.
So that was it. And that never happened again.
But, too scary. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, you know, I wasn't ready for what
popping out
was.
Of the body.
Exactly. Then I'm seeing things. I'm
okay.
seeing things. But I saw a lot more than I realized until finally there was this one vision that I kept seeing.
Yes.
Of a young man walking down a walkway, down like a sidewalk, and there's a row of trimmed bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like in his mid-20s, brunette, white guy, handsome,
yeah.
Carrying like a few books or something. It doesn't seem like school. It seems like ambition.
Yes.
And very serious and walking down this pathway. Mm. And I keep seeing him repeatedly.
And how old were you?
When I noticed that I was constantly seeing this, I was about 12 or 13.
Wow.
And I, at the time, had a math tutor who was very cute. And my dad had hired him from the lab. He's like 22 or something, you know.
Yeah.
Not, that wasn't supposed to happen. So he was very respectful. And I kept trying to take the conversation away from mathematics because I did not want to do mathematics. I wanted to talk about metaphysics.
Yes.
And he thought that was interesting. So sometimes in our off time, he would do things like, okay, I'm going to send you a message. You try to pick it up. And, you know, that sort of thing.
Wow.
So now one day I say to him, there's this guy. And I see him. And he's walking like this. And he looks like this. He's wearing this. And I see him all the time. And he's like, oh, do you know him? And I go, no, I am him. So this is from the mouth of babes. Like, I didn't even know what I was saying. I just gave the answer.
Yes.
The honest answer. Yes. I am this person. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for my tutor to give me some kind of response.
Right.
Like, you know, tell me what this is, you know. But his eyebrows went up and he was like, oh. You know? But he told me to keep looking into it. I did not share that with my parents. My metaphysical bubble would have been popped
right,
at that point.
Exactly.
But so, you know, that really, I think, was the beginning of me taking a serious journey on my spiritual path.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing. We do sometimes have these connections or flashes of, and also we can talk about briefly too, in our dreams, we have people coming into our dreams that are just, huh? Who was that? And or groups of people, we know their faces in the dream, but we never met them in this particular lifetime. Right.
So you get that those are other lifetimes, right?
I believe they are. Either that or there's this other woman who's a dream researcher who's working on the concept, who I interviewed years ago, that, you know, there's the different brainwave stages. You know, when we get into delta, it's repair, cellular repair. REM is brain repair and opening ourselves up to, it's a different brain pattern that's going on. She's researching why we have all of these different people coming in, who they are, and possibly there's something to that REM vibration in the brain stage that's allowing in the quantum physics world for folks just to kind of come in and communicate, and because it's a safe, non-beta consciousness place.
Right.
It's a very calm processing area that's open to information. So she's doing the research on that right now. It's just,
yes, indeed.
So, so you were, and this, for you though, this was a flash of when you were in consciousness. It wasn't just a dream. This, you just
constantly
kept kind of seeing this. Who is it? Wow.
And my determination is that is, it was a lifetime currently parallel.
Yes.
Yeah. So it wasn't a past. It was a, and then I don't really believe in past, you know.
So that would be the quantum thing of it's all now. It's all happening. And now,
exactly.
So is a doppelganger our twin in this present moment, or the other possibilities we have, or is he who you are as well existing in this time? Gee, see how linear I am?
Yeah, right. I understand.
I'm so
I go
linear.
Back and forth with it too, though. I really do. It helps it make sense.
Yeah.
But he is someone else also that I am.
Okay.
I do my analogy, my favorite one?
Yes.
The flower.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's the only way. Really, every person is a flower. Okay. So let's take a daisy and keep it simple.
Okay.
Okay. So you got your daisy. You've got the center. Okay. Yeah. That's the soul.
Yes.
Okay. Then you've got all those petals. And each petal is a lifetime.
Wow.
And so just like all those petals are alive right now on that flower.
Right. Right.
That person, all those lifetimes are happening right now.
Okay.
So, and then some of the petals overlap each other, and then some are side by side.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
Like seemingly one ends and then another begins.
Yes.
And then some begin in the middle of another one that's already happening, which is kind of what this was happening with that gentleman.
Wow.
Because he was in his 20s and I was in, you know, I was only 12 or 13 or so.
Yes.
So, that is the whole thing. That's your, all of your lives right there. And so that is why also one lifetime can affect another.
Mm.
And I believe that, you know, as we do our growing and evolving in any lifetime, we are affecting the growth and evolution of ourselves and other lifetimes too.
Wow. That is true. And that is true quantum physics. I mean, it really is if you read it.
Yeah.
So, so we are not humans living in a body. We are spirits, of course.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, we can split in our spirit or whatever that energy is, can split simultaneously into other existences at the same time.
Huh, that's an interesting way to put it, I guess so. But the way I really kind of see it yeah. is that as spirit beings, we're not just this. We're formless.
Yes.
Ultimately, we are formless. And the formless part of us is the part that's communicating with each other right now.
Okay.
And my formless part has taken over this body. Mm-hmm, and is mm-hmm. rocking this body out, you know, mm-hmm. in this incarnation,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, you, yeah,
you too.
Thanks, honey.
but so at the same time, we have these other parts of our soul.
Because yes.
we're just one soul.
Right.
But the soul, the soul, is able to have many incarnations, many dimensions at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, wow. the magical, incredible part. But see, in my humble opinion,
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
is all just reflective of how it all started.
Okay.
You know, so I do,
right.
I do a little story in the book about, you know,
yeah.
God had a thought one day.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yes.
What did Ramtha used to say? When God contemplated himself.
Exactly.
It all began.
Exactly.
You know, that was, yeah. yeah. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Jillian Harris. She is a CEO, metaphysical consultant, and author, and she has been doing, oh, man, a lot of metaphysical work and studies. It all began in her childhood. She's always been very spiritual to me and has a lot of gifts. I've known her for so many years. We, in the 80s, we met, huh?
Right, yeah.
Again, we were children. And she's written a book, by the way, we'll just get into it. And I'll tell you more about her, and you can find out more about Jillian and how to get her book and all that she's doing to help you out if you would like at the end of the show as well. We'll have it up in the archives as soon as we get off the air so you can listen to it.
How do I give them away?
Oh, let's figure this one out.
Yeah.
What we can
do,
this is great that you sprung this on us. So, I know what we can do. What we're going to do is I'm going to give out the email that I have connected right here to LA Talk Radio.
Okay, cool.
And if folks would like to get a copy of your book.
And I'm going to sign it to you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So it's, if you want to email me, guys, okay, say, I would like a copy of Have We Met? How to identify your reincarnated loved ones. But you can just say, I'd love a copy of Jillian's book. And thank you so much for the gifts. This is awesome. It's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Email me right now. Whoever gets there first can get a copy. Okay, you have to? Yeah, do it now.
Okay.
straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. If you'd like a copy of this book's meeting, we had a psychology teacher. She holds workshops, coaching sessions, and also studied Reiki healing, which is, it's a science and it's real.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I want to get back into the book, though. Okay, guys, do it. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. You want a copy of the book? She's got two signed right here. So let's do it. Give me a shout here on my web or on my email. Okay. So let's get into the book, too. So, I've got so many questions that I've written. I just want to get to the meat here. That's the really good stuff.
Okay.
So, So there's lots of cases of people talking about who they were in their past lives.
Yeah.
Classic cases. How do you pronounce James Leninger?
Leninger.
You're probably right. You know,
you're
the specialist. Yeah, you got that right. So if you guys remember, there've been a lot of documentaries on him. There's a book on him. He, as a little guy, toddler, vividly remembered and talked about how many details he remembers about being another man named James Houston. He was actually a real person that existed. He was a fighter pilot in World War II who was shot down by the Japanese during that time. So the boy talks about and details all of these things. His commanders, colleagues, and records from World War II affidavits are real.
Right.
He really did exist, and he knew what happened to him, how it felt,
right.
what was going on. This is one of, you know, the most common examples of it. But there are so many reports and books and, you know, just reoccurrences of people talking about, oh, I was this person. And they actually did research and found that they did exist.
Yeah.
And so tell me about what's going on here. And we can also get out, you know, more information about Tony. And who is Tony?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Yes,
yeah.
Fine, yeah.
No. So what's going on here?
Okay, I mean, which part?
Briefly touched about. I'm so sorry. I'm so fun. I'm so excited about
I
this.
Love
is such
the
a fun
James Leninger story.
Oh yeah,
so
it's
if
great.
If there was anything, I mean, I just and one of the things that fascinated me about his story that I just got really in writing this book was the information about when he was between lives. To me, that's like juicy.
Yes,
because he's not James Houston and he's not James Leninger yet. And what he was doing at this point is he's telling his parents, "I remember when I chose you."
Wow.
Yeah, we choose our families, and that's a lot about what this book is about, the agreements we make.
All right.
You and me made an agreement.
Did we?
Yes. Well, this is not like we made this agreement to do this, and we didn't have to talk about it this incarnation.
Right, right.
It was already a plan.
Okay.
And so then we met each other.
Right.
At that other station.
We did.
And and now, you know, and then you found me on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
That happened. Yeah.
I did.
That's awesome.
I sure did.
Yeah. And so here we are. It's not, it's
thank
not
goodness
an accident
for the internet.
Supposed to, yeah. Happen.
Exactly.
But so he says, "I remember choosing you. You were in a red building, and it was the hotel, this very different red hotel where they spent their honeymoon in Hawaii, and that's when he chose them."
His parents.
Yes,
James's parents.
His parents.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate.
Okay.
Why would someone choose to be born in horrible poverty, drug addict parents, being sent around to different foster homes and having to live really a terrible life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with illnesses
and all of that.
And all that. Why would they choose that?
Yeah, why would they choose the parents? Or is this predetermined? Is it just I'm hopping into these, into this place?
You know, it's so if I just go with what I believe and my blanket answer on this is yes, they chose that. I mean, that's what we do. And so why? For learning and for growing.
Mm.
Why? Because it doesn't have to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to.
Okay.
You know, and if it does, I mean, you know, how can you evolve through it?
Right.
How can you grow through that? And then, you know, when we get that we're not this is the end all physical thing, you know, so, yeah, when we understand that, then we understand we have an opportunity to take with us from this seemingly hard, awful incarnation stuff that we learn and have it help us benefit in other ways.
Wow.
But that's like, really, I don't mean to sugarcoat because some of that is really hard.
I think it's about lessons.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn lessons. And why? It's not about this. And I'm so sorry. I don't put down religion at all. I think it really serves a purpose. Excuse me. I should turn off my mic, shouldn't I, to cough? Anyway.
I heard you.
I know you did. Oh, my God. Anyway. It's like, I think it's just amazing to just think about why would we pick this for lessons? We have lessons. We need to learn things so that maybe possibly certain religions say that you're going to go to heaven or hell, or that you do improve on your soul journey and you become a higher level consciousness. You become maybe Mother Teresa and you don't need to come back anymore or something. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what that's about or what is your take on that, maybe?
My take on that is that it just plays into this life and how we, you know, it's not only what we experience with ourselves, but how we interact with other people and what we mean then for them and what lessons and growth happens there. You know, so that person who's, you know, living in that poverty and going through the hard day to day, whoever they're associating with and they're having that rich relationship with, that camaraderie with, that's something, that's an agreement, that's part of their evolution.
Okay.
That is not for naught.
Okay.
Know, it's all valuable.
Yes.
It all ends up rich. And we're putting judgment on it, actually.
Yes.
You know, by saying that it's not as good as something else.
I see. You're right.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
So, but I mean, you know, at the same time, it's like I look at my dad and his brother.
Yes.
They're, you know, both come from poverty.
Yes.
And one made one choice and the other made another choice.
Mm. Yes.
Like night and day people.
So that's free will.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, because of what we are as spirit beings, not humans so much, we create stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then what are we creating with our mind and with our emotion?
Right, right.
And that's part of it.
Exactly.
It's part of playing into it. And and I want to say that a lot of what I teach and stuff, I want to take to places where folks are suffering that way.
Yeah.
They can't hear this. And when they hear it, then they have an opportunity to change their situation.
Yes, yes. They're not stuck necessarily. Not, and it's not determined, predetermined.
Right.
I have this client I was talking to. We always get in these philosophical discussions, but it was about, you know, am I predetermined to have this chemical imbalance? You know, no, maybe you can really work through, and maybe that's why we're together, is I can, you know, help you lift up out of this.
Yeah.
You're not destined
to suffer. You got
to
stop
suffer.
And you got to go, why am I, what am I getting from this? You know, how is this helping me? I mean, when you got to ask those questions, we
have
to.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're not destined to suffer necessarily.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think that's our natural state.
Okay. Yeah. That's, I agree with you. I really do. Yeah. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. My amazing special guest today is Jillian Harris. She's the author of the book, Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved Ones. You too can get a free book right now if you email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. She has a couple of signed books here that she's ready to give away as freebies. It's an amazing book, wonderful stuff. Quantum physics, really reexamining some of the experiences you all have had out there about who you really are and who you have been or who you may be right now, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
So I don't want to spoil the story in your book for readers about one of the most connected relationships I've really ever heard about. This was so cool. So let's talk about Anthony.
Okay.
And how did you come to know about Anthony and that you've vibed with him, and who is he to you?
Right. Well,
okay. Who is he?
You know, this is what gets really juicy.
Okay.
So I've known him for about 3 years now.
Okay.
A little over 3 years. And I frequent a boutique where he works and owns it, I think. So everything was normal. I just enjoyed going to this particular, you know, store and nice people work there and everything. And it had no stairs. I had a broken meniscus.
Oh man, I had one of those.
Ow. So I was, you know, going into places that didn't have stairs.
Right.
So anyway, got to know him. Just he was very, the way that he was with me. His interest that he took in me. Mm. Now, this is somebody who's significantly younger than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this him?
I want to say...
You kind of can't reveal him, huh?
Well, that's who he was.
Okay.
When I first knew him.
Pictures on the book here. We're looking at folks.
The back of the book has a photo of who he was. The front of the book, handsome, right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. And so I want to say that, unfortunately, something had happened that I can't tell you what it was. But so that's not him, but it looks so much like him.
Yes, absolutely.
When he saw this, he, like, went, I'm like, yeah, I told you, you should have done a photo shoot. But,
that's right.
But, yeah, that's so when I saw that photo, I'm like, oh, my goodness. It made me feel exactly what I feel when I see him.
Yes.
And this looks like.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. That was pretty
that's amazing.
Nice. Okay. So anyway, just taking a lot of interest in everything that I am and what I do. And I was really connected, almost dependent upon this. It became a thing where I really needed it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't wait to get in there and tell him what I was working on and what happened and, you know, and what victory I just had and everything. And then he'd go, wow, okay, so what happened after that? And, you know, and he was just really, really interested. It was really odd. So... that's fine. People can be that way with each other, right?
Sure, of course.
All right. So then one day I go in and I leave there very disturbed. Mm. I'm like, now I'm missing stuff. There are places where I've gotten messages.
Right.
Medium wise. And that people
And
want
that's
to
in
know.
The book, folks, so you can read about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've been told that I know him from an incarnation, from a different incarnation. Mm. Then they explain it was a different incarnation for him, not for me.
Wow.
And I'm like, wait, what?
What?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That was
who is he and who? Well,
Yeah, that was made it extra special. I hadn't quite experienced it quite that way and not with guides telling me this. So this was subjective clairaudience where I'm hearing it inside, but not my voice. Mm. And I understand the information and I've done this for so long. I get it. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But now I leave and I'm very upset because I'm like, oh my gosh. And there's something happening emotionally.
Right.
I'm clairsentient, which sometimes I don't like.
Yes.
Being clairsentient.
Yes. Why? Is it very uncomfortable for...
it can be. When you're connected to someone else's emotion and you're feeling that, and I feel it like viscerally, like the whole me is it. Mm. And so then I've got to go, okay, wait, whose is that? You
know? Yes.
And so, but now I was being messaged and I was having reaction emotionally mm-hmm. to what I believe my subconscious already knew.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I'm needing to get to this. And mm-hmm. I'm also knowing in this drive to see my parents, a 90-minute drive. Boy, this is one hell of a drive, I tell you. I'm like, I've really got to get this. So I sought assistance. You know, ultimately, I mean, I went through yes. everything that I do through processing.
Yes.
Metaphysically with mediumship and everything.
It is, yeah, it's conscious practice.
Yeah,
you know,
but then I reached out to a brilliant, metaphysician. And I'm like, girlfriend, I need your help. Mayday.
Yes. Yes.
So, because I was like way too yeah. close to it.
Something's going
on. So then we figure out who it is. And bam, that was like, it was with no question. That was absolutely him. And so who was he?
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell that?
Do you want to give a spoiler alert quickly? Or do you want to, shall we just say he was in your life and is part of your life now?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
In a different way. Mm-hmm. And now he's. In a different way now, but
yes,
the part of his personality then
yes.
has come with him in this new incarnation.
Okay.
And he is the same way with people. It's a really interesting, charismatic way of being.
Mm.
And yes. he is that way still with me.
Wow.
And he remembers me.
Yes.
On that level.
Wow.
Which is really fun.
So that's all we'll get.
Yeah. Okay,
you know,
cool.
Give him, because guys, you got to pick up this book, by the way. It's just amazing. You can get it on Amazon as well. Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved Ones, Jillian Harris. She's just amazing. So we're moving along. There's so much information in this book that I love because, you know, I study all this stuff. I listen to everybody.
Right.
I listen to the neurobiologists, you know, Bruce Lipton, and I listen to, I've interviewed Dr. Joe Dispenza, and I've interviewed all these people who
love
are just,
people.
You know, they're just scientific folks who are saying, here's stuff going on in the brain.
Hello.
You know, right now, this is what we know.
Mm-hmm.
The neurites, the special neurites that are antennas that are receiving and that are sending and heart brain coherence and all. It's real. This is all real science stuff. So this is not, you know, I mean, just a, have you ever seen that video of Deepak?
Which one of him?
They put him in a room. They're doing an fMRI of his brain. This reminds me of you.
Oh.
So they do an fMRI, which is, you know, it's like tomography. It's lighting up all the parts of the brain in colors that are functioning.
Okay.
And they have four different screens. The scientist is on the other side of the glass. They've got Deepak on the other side of the glass, like a radio studio, right? And they want to show how he can go into this, they call it gamma. Now it's this beyond REM, it's beyond meditation.
Oh, man.
So he's talking normally on the other side, and they've got four split screens of all, you know, different angles of the brain, and they're firing up, you know, frontal lobes is orange and you got a yellow, you got the bright colors red and going on, and some of the cooler parts, you know, that are not functioning as much because he's resting.
Or, right.
But then they said, okay, anytime you're ready, let's go into that. And this is what reminded me of you. He went into this meditative state. He just closed his eyes and started going down. And all of a sudden, you look at the fMRIs, you look at the brain, and they go black.
Wow.
No color, no functioning, no activity. Awesome. It's a one little tiny cool spot in the back that's breathing. That's the pons and the medulla.
Right.
You know, there's still the autonomic nervous system of breath that's kind of functioning there, barely.
Amazing.
But everything else is shut off. He went into the other place.
Just like that.
He went into
so
out of body.
Yeah.
He went into visiting other places. So
scientific
research that is so real to me.
Right.
And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
Every time I see that was on the History Channel, folks. If you get that, Google that and check it out.
Well, and that's also partly what made this such a fascinating journey for me. Because even when I went to do the reveal with Anthony, and I'm going to like, I need to tell you this thing.
Yes.
What you were to be and blah, blah.
Yeah.
I didn't know all that was going to come out.
Yes.
Like, I just went somewhere.
Yes, yes.
And I believe that if they were looking at my brain at that time,
yes,
a bunch would have shut down and I'd have been somewhere else and stuff is just coming out.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the amazing part.
That's exactly right. And you know, there really is. And I was researching some of the information about synesthesia. It's a neurological condition that a lot of mediums have and a lot of people who are tuning in and have that ability to be more psychic.
Yeah.
When I lived in San Francisco, I used to have some folks who worked with the Oakland police who would identify missing persons, and they were psychics, and they'd hold items in their hand of the missing person, just like Peter Hurkos used to do way back when. And they did. They had this synesthesia thing going on with their brains, which was just, they developed it. They were born with it. They, whatever. They didn't know, but they were amazing solving cases like you. So it's real. So what are some of the little ways that we might be able to identify the people who we've like reincarnated with or who we have known? How can we identify these folks in our life now?
Well, so one of the things that I try to point out a lot in the book is that we know people that we don't even know we know.
Okay.
You know, like we've had tight relationships with people that we don't even notice this incarnation.
Okay.
You know, and so that just speaks to why we need to kind of be nice to people, really, seriously. You know,
yes.
Like this person who just delivers your mail every day that you barely say hello to. Could have been your mom in another one. You know what I mean? She gave her whole life for you.
Yes.
You know, so we just don't know. So there's that. But then if there's a relationship that is supposed to, you're supposed to be engaged in this particular incarnation, you're going to feel that.
Mm.
You're going to feel it one of two ways.
Okay.
You're either going to feel like, wow, I love that person. That, you know, we just vibe. We just connect. We're cool. You know, I want to be best friends with her.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Or I don't know what it is, but I do not like them.
Right.
They haven't said, they don't need to say anything to me. Just look at them.
The vibe is weird. Yeah. It's a real uncomfortable vibration. Yeah.
And that person may be just a perfectly nice person. And it's possible that in another incarnation, you're having a moment. And so my recommendation is that you jump in and heal that right now. You're feeling something. Get, you know, let's heal it. Make it go away. And because there's going to be a bleed over. I love that term.
Right.
That it's going to, you know, have an effect on the other incarnation.
Sure,
so there's that stuff. But so now for the folks that we like, really the positives that we bond with, those I think are really the ones where we're most likely bumping into people that we have had some really great exchanges with in other incarnations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that my sister?
Yes.
You know?
Right.
So I say when you're seeing characteristics, personality traits that are similar, that's a sign.
Interesting.
But it's not necessarily a determination.
Yes.
So there's a lot of other stuff going on, and you have to trust your intuition. What are you feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, one of the things that we need to do, I think, you know, just as spirit beings to get how we function rather than it all being about our five physical senses, because we're so much more than that,
is
to exercise those other ways of communicating and stuff, like sensitivity, to increase your sensitivity. Discernment is massive. To be able to discern, you know, when, for instance, like, there's an exercise that I think I put in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's another
exercise.
Got a lot of
good ones in here.
Driving along.
Exercises right here.
Yeah.
Page 346.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I told my book formatter, sorry, don't let me lose my place. But
okay,
I told my book formatter, if you can make this exactly 420 pages, you get a big tip from me. So she did it.
Bada boom, she did.
Yeah,
she
good
did.
Job. But anyway, yeah, discernment. So one exercise, I'm not sure if this one is in there, but when I was at USM, University of Santa Monica, one of the classes that we did was about using your intuition and going there and pulling that up.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your partner in front of you.
Right.
And I close my eyes and the person is going to scream my name. But
in their mind?
In their head.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever that happens, I say now. Okay. So this was good for me because I'd never really stopped to really focus on what am I getting some energy field thing? How do I know this, you know?
Yeah.
So now I'm being really quiet and she screams my name and I actually feel this like wave.
Yes.
That comes, kind of goes down on the floor and then comes up my body.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that happens, I go there and she goes, yes, you know, then one time it happened and it actually didn't come from the same area.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come from the front like that,
yeah.
but it still came. And I said, now, and she goes, no. And I open my eyes. I'm like, no. And then I go, where did that come from? And I felt it come up my right side.
Wow.
So I turned to my right And there were two assistants sitting there. And I said, did one of you just say my name? And they're like, oh, my God.
You felt it.
Who are you? Freak of nature. You go, yeah.
I've been doing this since I was a child. So yeah. I'm very clairvoyant and I feel things. So,
So energies, to be able to discern like that. So one of the things that I say for people when they want to really start exercising these parts of yourself is you want to you want to make sure the verification of what you've picked up, you know. And then if you have somebody who can work with you, the exercises in there are great.
Yes,
being
they
able
are.
To know if somebody walks in a room and your eyes are closed, you can't hear anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and some folks could not get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The person be right on them and they had no clue.
Amazing.
Some people just barely a foot just went in the door and they knew that someone was in. Yeah.
Yes.
So there are lots of ways and to exercise that and pay attention.
And you've got that in your book, by the way. And so I you know, the time's almost run out. I can't even. It's like, boom, boom. The book is called Have We Met? How to Identify Your Reincarnated Loved Ones. Jillian Harris. She's the real deal. Metaphysical consultant, author. And she has really worked in metaphysics and been gifted since she was a child. Fully aware of many other lives. She's a natural medium, born that way. It's just, you've always blown me away. I mean, I've known you since the 80s.
Yeah.
And you just have this gift that just, and you have other, you know, occupations. You've been a famous radio celebrity. A lot of people may know Jillian Harris on the air. You know her voice. Of course you do. And you've had so many other different amazing careers that you've created for yourself. But all the while, you've retained this spiritual sort of sense about yourself. And you work in spiritual psychology with your master's degree, of course, teaching classes, workshops, holding private one-on-one sessions, and working on conscious creation as well, which is beautiful, which is just amazing. And you guys know I've done the whole thing about consciousness before here. So one more time, I haven't checked my Gmail yet because I've been so, you know, into what's going on here in the studio. But if you would like a free copy of Jillian Harris's book, Have We Met? You can email me right now at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, signed copies. And if you're one of the first two that does that, I think they're already coming in, the emails. I hope you're one of them, folks. Do so, and we'll get them out to you as soon as possible. All right. What's the best way folks can get your book, Jillian?
Well, at the moment, it's Amazon. And I want you to know that in just within like 2 weeks, the audio will be available. The ebook is on its way up right now.
Yay.
Yeah. So, and you can always go to Jillian Harris Worldwide, you know, and reach me.
Jillian Harris Worldwide.com, folks. Mm-hmm. Now, as soon as we get off the air, the show will be up and available for downloading and replaying, but I'll have all the content in there hopefully by Saturday. Be a master engineer here. We'll do all that. So you can find out more about Jillian and her book, How to Get It, and listen to the show and listen to these amazing parts that you may have missed in case you just tuned in.
So awesome. Thank you so much.
This is so cool.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for being here.
You.
I so appreciate this.
I appreciate you.
What a wonderful lesson for everybody. You've added so much to my show. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
My
so
pleasure.
Nice to see you again in this carnation.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Indeed.
We'll do many more.
We shall. All right, folks. Dr. Michelle here. You can stay on the couch if you want. What the heck? You're going to hear a lot more great shows here on LA Talk Radio. So I have another great, interesting guest next week. And we're talking about manifesting abundance. Now we're talking about how to just make your life so comfortable for you. And it's about consciousness and free will. Good stuff. All right, guys, take good care of yourselves first, and then you'll be great for others. That's the way it works in the world. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.